Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI. Scott Kardashian and Nick Coit with you. It's divisional playoff round weekend in the National Football League. The Patriots get back at it. They'll host the LA Chargers tomorrow afternoon at 1. New England a 4-point favorite in this game, and we're going to talk about it with you. Who do you like and why? Before we get to your phone calls at 401-737-1287, we go to the text line at 37937, and from Connecticut, the 860, Teddy Bruschi even picked the Chargers, laugh out loud. Now that he's part of the media, he's still trying to do his part, the us against them thing. I love that guy.
Huh.
Well, I did not know. Did Teddy Bruschi pick the Chargers?
I would ask the texter, where did you see it? Because I want to see it. And I don't know if he did it on, he was on WEEI this week. So
oh,
if he did
maybe.
It here.
I had a good question.
Yeah. So if the texter knows, let us know, because we'll find it or something. We'll find the audio if we can. I hear that. I'm like, Teddy picked the Chargers against the Patriots? What? Of anybody?
But do you believe that maybe there was an ulterior motive, that maybe he's trying to light a fire under their
reverse
ass?
Reverse psychology sort of thing, maybe? I don't know.
Because as this other texter writes from the 860, they're going to win because everyone has been doubting them. Us against the world, this is what they thrive on.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
They have in the past.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I just think it's more about them being healthy and them being up for this time of the year and then being at home. Being at Gillette Stadium is just, it's such a, no matter what your boy Uncle Bill says, he's just in such troll mode this week. He walks in yesterday into that press conference. He sees the big, usually Fridays are very chill. It's just the local beat writers.
Yep.
No news, no whatever. It's not a big circus. Yesterday was a big circus, and he walks in, and he looks around, and he smirks, and, record turnout, huh? Stacy, you should sell tickets. Anybody want to sell tickets? Tickets. Bill Belichick press conference. But then one of the questions there, so then he went into immediate troll mode, and then one of the questions there was just about home field advantage, and he said, said something along the lines, I don't believe in home field advantage. Stop, Bill. Just stop.
Come on.
There's an advantage there. You're unbeaten on your damn field. It's like, come on. Ugh.
All right, let's go to the calls. Yeah. 401-737-1287, the phone number. The text line also open at 37937. Kick off the calls this morning with Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're first up this morning on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
Good morning, Scott and Nick. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. What's
Good,
happening?
Bill. What's up?
Hey, I want to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Not that I know a lot about them, but don't you think they're the surprise team this year?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they came back from nowhere, and they made it into the playoffs.
Well, they've been playing playoff football for about the past 5-6 weeks, because every game they play, they almost had to win to get into the playoffs. You know, it's kind of win or your season's over with type of thing.
Right.
Yeah, they've really picked themselves up by the bootstraps. And again, we go back to the whole Nick Foles, Carson Wentz conversation.
Yep.
It almost makes you wonder, can you even go back to Carson Wentz now if you're Philly, or do you have to find a way to sign Nick Foles, keep him, and make him your guy, and then trade Carson Wentz and get something for him?
Well, that was my next question. What do you think they're going to do?
I don't know.
Well, you know what, Bill? I think it depends on what happens from here on out. If Nick Foles goes and wins the Super Bowl again, you are not trading Nick Foles. That's not happening.
Exactly.
No freaking way. If they lose this week, you know, the conversation's there. You know, and Foles has been good for them again. He really has. But you invested a lot in Carson Wentz. It is not an easy decision either way. Because Foles just has that. He's just got, I think it was Michael Bennett that said it in the locker room this week. He's just like, I don't question Nick Foles because he's been touched by the hand of God or something along those lines. Just because he's got that thing right now, but it's worked with him and Peterson. So I don't know. I'm interested to see, Bill. I really am.
I'm thinking that if they get by the Saints, they're going to the Super Bowl.
They got a darn good shot.
Well, then they might have to go to L.A.
They might.
Or host Dallas.
Sure.
But
Think they've got a good shot. I know they can beat Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas is – I can't pinpoint Dallas. They've been good. They've been good. And this is that would be a division game, too. That would be a slugfest.
Dallas's defense is very good.
Yeah.
The Cowboys' defense is good. I'm not sold on Dak Prescott still.
No.
I'm not. But their defense is pretty darn stout.
Yeah. They're playing well.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, it's an interesting dilemma.
So intriguing.
I guess it's not a dilemma. It's probably a good problem to have because there's a number of ways Philly could go with the whole Wentz-Foles thing. You could trade one of them because you have tremendous assets there that
Absolutely.
Should be able to get you something good in return, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can keep both and say, hey, we're deep. We're stocked at this position. We have nothing to worry about. If one goes down, we got another stud behind him, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be your other thing. Or, you know, the fear would be you keep the wrong one, you know?
Oh, of course.
You know, you keep Wentz and he continues to get hurt and never turns out to be the guy that you thought he was going to be when you drafted him in the first round. Or you keep Nick Foles and you realize, oh, my God, he was a one-hit wonder winning the Super Bowl. And what did we do? We let go of the wrong guy.
There's an age factor there, too. I mean, Wentz is young. But, again, if Foles goes out and wins the Super Bowl, again, you can't trade him. You can't. Philly had never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and now you're going to win two.
Do you really think they're going to go on and win this? I don't.
No, I don't. I don't because the Eagles should have lost last week. They really should have. It came down to little Cody Parkey. Little Cody Parkey.
And we are going to be joined by Steve from Sonnet with his picks later on. And I want you to pick your games, and I'll let you know who I like in this weekend's games as well. Let's go back to the calls. 401-737-1287. The phone number. Dan's in Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're next on Southern New England Sports Saturday.
Scotty C and Master P, what's going on?
Yeah. No regrets, baby. What's happening?
Well, if Carson Wentz is available, I would channel my inner Mike Ditka and just say, here you go. Before he got hurt, they were like going to be 15-1. And he was talking the MVP of the league, Carson Wentz.
I agree with you. I thought he was going to win the MVP over Brady 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Real quick, only Rhode Island, I tried to make a bet up at Twin River. Uh-oh. Somehow they've made that like going to the registry. You got to wait an hour in line just to make a goddamn bet. It's understaffed. It's incredible.
Just tells you all the degenerates we have here in the state.
line it up, baby. They're all lined up.
Filing in.
Oh,
guess,
my goodness.
I guess you can do it online, too. So if I'm going to bet, I think I'll just do it that way.
But, I don't know if you can do that yet. I had read in the journal they were talking about that. But I don't think that's – are they allowing that already, like online?
I don't know. I heard about it. I thought it was like sportsbookri.com or something. I haven't even looked into it yet. But I don't know. I'm just saying going there, if you go there like an hour before or something, I think they open at 11 or something like that. And there's people waiting, and it's just always understaffed. It's like, whatever, you know.
What a tremendous thing, though, for the state.
Dan, before you continue with your call, we have a text on the 401. Hi, guys. This is not Dan from Cranston. Without having Jimmy G holding the clipboard on the Patriots sideline, I cannot see them beating the Chargers tomorrow.
Oh, God.
I just pressed send. Jesus Christ. So where was I going with this? Hey, I wanted to actually talk about the Colts real quick.
Okay.
I'm talking about a bigger story here. I give them a very good chance. I give the Colts a better chance of winning Kansas City than I would the Patriots, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts, here's the thing about them right now. This is what their future looks like. And they may not have the gas to get there right now, but to me, Andrew Luck is not one of. I think he is the best quarterback in the game when he's right. And he's never had an offensive line. He has a real good offensive line right now. This guy, Chris Ballard, who's the GM, he's the one who put together the Chiefs for pretty much what they are right now. And there's a lot of good players on the Chiefs.
Sure.
He was a guy this year who drafted Quentin Nelson, man, and Darius Leonard. Two first-team All-Pro rookies. First time since 1965, Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus. The Colts, moving forward, have three picks in the top 50 in next year's draft, plus $100 million of cap space. I like their chances to be the next dynasty in the AFC. That is a hell of a hand to have right now moving forward.
Do
you agree?
The way that Luck is playing, absolutely, it helps. I want to see it more and more because, you know, with a shoulder injury like that, you want to see it consistent. He's been able to prove it this year. It's been nice to see him back because I think it's good for the game.
I agree.
And they've obviously seemed to find a coach that they really respond to and that has that defense playing well. That's just such a key to me, is that you have a guy that can play quarterback, but they've just never had they haven't been able to stop anybody. You know, they haven't made the right personnel decisions there, you know, and say what you want about Malcolm Brown, but they could have used a guy like Malcolm Brown back in that draft, 14-15. They passed on him and they took, was it Philip Dorsett? Did they take Philip Dorsett? I think they took Philip Dorsett. Mm-hmm. It's like, you didn't need him. You needed defense. And so, yeah, credit to what the Colts have built here. We'll see what it is going forward, but I mean, they've got some pieces.
I heard somebody say this the other day that they would love to see a Colts-Patriots AFC Championship game to kind of
juicy.
To rekindle that rivalry and bring it back to the Deflategate game and stuff like that.
5 years later.
Remember when Ballard said when Josh McDaniels walked last year, he goes, the rivalry's back on and everybody here laughed their ass off?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is now.
Yeah. Not yet.
No, well, you're right. I mean, but moving forward, I think the Colts are more the Patriots, and Patriots are more the Colts. But, the other thing real quick is, if you're the Chiefs, who are you rooting if they win? Who would you rather? You think they're rooting for the Chargers to win or the Patriots to win? I don't think they want to see any more of the Chargers. I think they'd rather have the Patriots come with their road record.
I don't know. If the Colts were to win, you're saying?
No.
If Kansas City wins,
who would they rather host next week?
Would they rather host the Chargers or the Patriots?
No, no way they want to see the Chargers. No way.
No, I'm not so sure.
I think Andy Reid's backside puckers up at the idea of facing Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Let's see if they get past today. I just hope, you know, you're talking about Scott falling off a cliff, or it's not a precipitous drop. It's just kind of a slow bleed. You know, I like their chances to win tomorrow. I think they have enough talent to win one more game like at home like this, but they are not the better team. I don't, under any circumstance, I cannot see them. If Indianapolis comes here, I do like their chances, but if they get to the Super Bowl and it's the Rams or especially the Saints, they're going to get waxed. They just do not have the horses.
They
never
are
it.
Not the more talented. I would agree with you. San Diego is a more talented team top to bottom. But they could be the better team tomorrow if they do the things, take care of the football, don't make the mistakes to beat themselves. They've got the home field advantage. They could do enough to win that game. I agree with you. They will not be the most talented team on the football field tomorrow at Gillette Stadium. That moniker belongs to the Chargers.
But that seemed to be the way maybe the last couple of years at points. Even going into, say, Super Bowl 51 with the Falcons, when you look at their roster going into that game compared to the Patriots, there was a lot of talent there. And you saw it on the field for the first three quarters. You know, it's all about how they execute down the stretch, and you're right, taking care of the football, all those sorts of things.
But you know what, though? But let's go back just to compare, like, that Patriots team to this Patriots team.
Yeah.
Back then, you had a healthy playmaker in Dante Hightower.
Yeah.
You had a healthy Gronk that was a stud. Or was that the Super Bowl he missed? I can't remember. Which one did he miss, Seattle or
no,
the Falcons?
No, he played in Seattle, so he missed that
one. He missed the Falcons, whatever. But my point is, when you look at those teams, you know, you had Julian Edelman was a stud,
sure.
Gronk was a stud, Dante Hightower was a stud, you know, you had Malcolm Butler, who was pretty damn good, and now Dante Hightower, we haven't talked enough about that.
Yeah.
We talk about Gronk being a shadow of his former self and close to done. Dante Hightower hasn't been the same guy since those two Super Bowls, since the Seattle and Atlanta Super Bowls.
I totally agree. I do. I'm just saying, you know, as time has gone on here, I think there's been more and more matchups where, I just point at that one because it's thinking off the top of my head, but there's more and more matchups where their roster is not as talented and they've still been able to pull things out because either they're at home or they have the coaching advantage or they take care of the football or they do the fundamental things well to win the football game. A lot of times that happens.
One more thing. Just look at the offense from last year to this year. You had Brandon Cooks. You had Danny Amendola. You had a healthy Gronk. You had Julian Edelman. Right now you have a shadow of Gronk. You have no Brandon Cooks. You have no Danny Amendola. And you have a one-year-older semi, you know, still – productive Edelman, and you get a Brady who's not what he used to be. I mean, this team isn't anywhere even close as talented as it was last year. So,
yeah,
I just if they if you know they can be one good team in a row, but I don't think if it's Kansas City and whoever the eighth and the Super Bowl, if they get there, they're not beating three good teams in a row. They just don't have the horses.
I would
no
agree
way.
With, I would agree with that statement.
It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Have a good day, guys. Take
Dan,
care.
You, Dan.
Thank you. 401-737-1287, the phone number.
Well, and what Dan just said, too, speaks to the point about the red zone. Maybe it really rears itself here in the postseason. When you have a guy like in that Jacksonville game last year in the AFC title game, Danny Amendola was clutch down the stretch, and that was a guy you could go to in the red zone, back of the end zone, third down, key situations that would come up with big plays for you. Who's going to do that this time around? You're going to have to find somebody. Somebody's going to have to make those sorts of catches. Could it be Gronk? Maybe Gronk empties the tank there. That could be a guy. I don't know, but they're going to have to go to somebody.
You know, James White has proven to be a clutch guy in the postseason for you.
Yep.
Maybe he's a guy that gets featured a little bit more here. Again, I go back to what I said at the start of the show. I really like Cordarrelle Patterson, and the dangers that he presents to a defense. He's so fast. When you put him in motion and you threaten that jet sweep handoff to him or the shovel pass to him when he's got a full head of steam, that you know the defense has to stretch out sideline to sideline knowing sure. We can't let him get around the edge on us. And that, even if you don't give it to him, that in theory should open up some lanes for some other guys on offense. Yeah. So I'm hoping that they use Cordarrelle Patterson in that manner to their advantage. Even when they don't give it to him, it should be able to stretch out a defense a little bit to open up some holes in the middle of the field for other guys to make plays.
Great point. No, if you can spread the defense out, then you're going to be able to move the football, which is good.
All right, let's squeeze in one more call before we go to a break and bring in Steve from Asona. It's Joe in Pawtucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next on Southern New England Sports Saturday.
Yes, I'll try to be quick because you're going to a break, but I got a lot to talk about. I'm going to be interested to see who you are picking this week in all the games. And Dan is right from Cranston. They missed Amendola because he was big time last year, clutch performer. So that's one less person they have on offense to go to. And hopefully their defense comes through this week. I think their defense is going to have to stop the Chargers' offense and Phillip Rivers. And I told you to remember that coach, Brian Flores. He's doing good with the interviews, but I hope he stays with the Patriots. And what are your top three conferences in college football? I like the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12. And that Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, he reminds me of a Drew Bledsoe. He's a pocket passer, and I think he's like another Drew Bledsoe, but better. I'll hear your thoughts,
Joe. Before you go, Brian Flores. I don't know if you heard it from us during the show, but sounds like he's going to coach
the Miami
Dolphins.
Job.
Yeah. Which is huge.
Yeah, it looks
like. Yes, that's what I've been listening to on ESPN and NFL Network.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
My brother recruited him at Boston College, and I watched him play football at Boston College. He knows his football, so.
He's come a long way. He's really come a long way.
So what was the other stuff you brought up, Joe?
Trevor Lawrence. And
oh, yeah,
Drew
yeah. So best conference in college football is the SEC. Okay,
Even though
Alabama got smoked by Clemson, the SEC is the best conference. I would agree with you. The Big 12's up there. And the ACC, you've got Clemson and Syracuse. My alma mater had a great resurgence. Dino won 10 games this year, won a bowl game. I'm thrilled with the fact that Syracuse football is back. But I might give the edge to the Big Ten over the ACC in college football right now. I mean, that one can go either way.
Sure.
How about that national championship game? Did anybody see that coming? That's the first time that Nick Saban's team has been blown out.
Waxed. That kid Lawrence is so – I think both quarterbacks – I know Tua had a tough game, but I like some of the tools that Tua has. You know, hopefully he bounces back and has a good season next year. But Lawrence – And credit to, you know, some of the guys around him. He had a lot of space to throw. He really did. But I think Lawrence has some serious tools. And the kid that really impressed me in that game who made Odell Beckham-like catches was that kid Justin Ross, the wide receiver for Clemson.
Yeah.
That
kid. Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
One-handed grabs.
Holy crap. You know, so there was a lot of talent on display in that national title game. If I'm the Patriots and I'm moving forward and looking at, you know, what could help my team, defensive line. Both teams had good defensive linemen. That kid Wilkins for Clemson is real good, I think. I think he could give you a lot of good years up the middle there on your defense.
You know, everybody bows at the altar of Nick Saban, understandably so. He's arguably one of the greatest college football coaches of all time, and look what he's done at Alabama. It's been incredible. Won a national title at LSU as well. How about giving Dabo Swinney the credit he deserves?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, that guy, he's taken Clemson and put it right on par with Alabama. Look at the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, what separates those two programs right now? Nothing.
Nothing. They're 2-2 in the national title games.
It's unbelievable.
2-2.
He's
done
a great job.
Absolutely. And he said it on the broadcast. Little old Clemson. Who thought little old Clemson would be here? They're darn good.
All right, Joe, thank you for the phone call. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll find out who Steve from Assonet likes today and tomorrow. The man continues to be on a roll. He's 3-1 last week. He was 3-0 going into that final game, Chicago and Philadelphia, but the Bears did not come through for him. Still 3-1. He is on a roll, 18-7 over his last 25 games. So
hot.
We'll find out who Steve from Assonet likes when we come back on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.